Greetings, I'm Fred Zaspel. Welcome to another author interview here at Books at a Glance. We're talking again to Dr. Steve Wellham about his volume one of Systematic Theology. We've been working our way through. He's been giving us his time to work through each chapter. It has been a wonderful study. It's been popular. We're glad that you folks are listening. And again, let me encourage you to buy the book. What you're getting here in our interviews is just a sampling of what you get there. It really is a wonderful piece of work. Steve, welcome back.
Glad to be back, Fred. Good to see you again.
All right. We're working our way through the next section of your book and some hermeneutical matters. We're dealing with how to understand the Bible, and particularly in chapter 14, we're dealing with kingdom through covenant or progressive dispensationalism. This is that area of study that you are either famous for or notorious for, depending on various perspectives. But we've been spending several of our interviews working through that, and we've come now to the new covenant. We've looked at the previous covenants, now we start with that. So first, put this covenant in broad perspective for us. When and why was this covenant announced, and then what are its provisions?
Yeah, great question. And of course, the new covenant, I'm convinced, in some sense, all Christians are convinced is where all of God's plan is moving us, right? And we get that from the new covenant in terms of where we find it in Scripture. So all the way back to some of our earlier discussions on our interpretation of the Bible, we have to do, you know, account for the fact that God has given us his revelation. So he has an eternal plan that then gets worked out in human history. That it happens over time, right? So step by step, the notion of the progress of revelation, and I'm tying that progress or revelation of God's plan through the covenants, is that step by step, the promises of God that we first have all the way back in particular the redemptive promise in Genesis 3:15, that initial promise of a seed of the woman, is that there's coming a redeemer, right? There's, and we've looked at that. And that redeemer then is given definition and clarity through, I think, the biblical covenants. So Adam breaks the covenant, right? We need now redemption. We need God's provision. God preserves his world. And so as we walk through the covenants, it's very, very important to place the new covenant in its location in redemptive history. And that location is after the Davidic covenant. It sounds basic, but the God's promises work from the promise of redemption to Adam post-fall. Noah will be the means by which that seed comes. Abraham through his offspring as that unfolds through Isaac, and then through Jacob, that becomes the nation of Israel, the Redeemer will come, and then particularly tied to the Davidic king, right? And so we've looked at that last time with the Davidic covenant and so on. But by the time you get to David, I want to say that the scripture is teaching us that he is the Davidic king, the Davidic son, not David, but David's greater son, the one who comes from him. God says to him that you'll die, David, but I will raise up from you an offspring that will happen not only in many kings that come, but ultimately culminating in the great David, David's greater son, that he will be the means by which Genesis 3:15 is fulfilled. He is the means by which God's rule kingdom is broken into this world. It's the means by which, and then this is where we tie this to the new covenant, it's the means by which a new covenant, an everlasting covenant, a covenant of peace. I mean, all of these are terms. It's Jeremiah that speaks of the language of new, but other prophets use other terminology. But there's coming a ratification, there's coming a covenant that will be mediated through, brought about through the Davidic king. And so it's in the prophets, it's in the writing prophets who all write post-Davidic. That's where they're located. So some of the prophets, the major prophets, the minor prophets, may write before the collapse of the northern tribes, where Assyria takes them and destroys the 10 northern tribes, or before the Babylonian exile, or during the Babylonian exile, or even there after the Babylonian exile. We do have the various prophets that are located that way, but all of them come to us post-Davidic covenant.